All right, here is our classroom pledge of the week. It is Mrs. Shillam's class, the second grade class at CCS East Valley.
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Missouri woman freaked out by nickel-sized spider stuck in her ear.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
A couple of things for you, the Jay and Kevin big jackpot at 7:30. Also, on the pledge, we had about a two-month backlog there of the pledge, and I think we may have gotten to the end of that. Is that?
Pretty much. I did get one on Friday.
Okay, so there is room, and here's how it works. You just record the classroom doing the Pledge of Allegiance, then you send it to us. Super simple, by the way. You can just record it on your phone, and then you can just email it to pledge@jayandkevin.com. We feature it for a full week. We'll let you know what week it is so you can, you know, let all the kids and families and et cetera know. But, you know, if you're thinking, oh, yeah, I should do that, well, now would be your opportunity. So we'll need some by 2 weeks from today. So if you wouldn't mind recording your classroom doing it, send it to us. We'd love to have it. All right, Kevin, over to you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Steve.
Boy, you guys really do a show.
I mean, very informational.
Really just do it upright.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, the weekend box office, it was another quiet weekend at the old movie theater because the number one movie, Venom, only made $16 million.
Oh, boy.
The best Christmas pageant ever.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that because I saw
came in second.
Blake has a song in that.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, and that because I saw him on Instagram, did a little promo for it. Hey, it's Blake, and you can see he's so funny because sometimes he's real good at the ad-libbing, and then you can tell, and then you can tell he's got like this particular one. He's not ad-libbing. He's just reading something, and you're like, yeah, okay, is this the one? No, that's the Swan Brothers, and he says a bad word in that. Yeah, anyway, so he has a song in there, so he was promoting the best Christmas
pageant.
Sometimes
he's on autopilot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. It happens.
But it was finished second?
That movie was number two. Yeah, the best Christmas pageant ever. And then
Wild
Robot, Smile 2. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was going to send a picture this weekend to Warren, and I forgot because I turned on, I believe it was Netflix.
Okay.
And the number one movie on Netflix was the number one show, you know, on Netflix was, let me see if I can pull up Netflix right here. I want to get the name of it right because obviously it's a great one.
But clearly.
It's about Christmas.
Memorable.
Kevin, that's me.
click on that. Yeah.
Okay. Step-by-step instructions.
Right.
Top searches. Martha. Oh, wow. No, I don't want to look at it. Meet Me Next Christmas.
Oh,
it was recently added.
There we go.
It was number one. Here we go. Would you like to hear what it's about?
I mean, I kind of do, actually.
On a quest to reconnect with the man of her dreams, Layla races across New York City to find a ticket to a sold-out Pentatonix Christmas Eve concert.
Wow.
Okay, now that is going
to rip.
Let's go. That is going to rip Warren's heart in half.
That's true.
He loves a cappella singing.
He does. He loves Pentatonix.
They are real great.
Yeah.
He loves them so much. I wonder what he would do. This might be the one he watches.
Mm.
Dude, what a brilliant idea, Warren. Watch this one movie with her. Your wife loves these.
Right.
Watch it with her. Enjoy Pentatonix.
Uh-huh.
And then just don't have to. You put in the work for this season.
What was the show that they became like kind of popular on, or really like introduced to America? Do you remember? It was hosted by Nick Lachey or something.
Yeah, and were they on that show? I couldn't the Sing Off or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they were on that show.
They were okay. I couldn't remember. I felt like they were already famous when that show was on. But
you can't remember the name of the show because you just. Lost in Nick Lachey's eyes, probably.
Oh, he's something, isn't he?
Isn't he, though?
I mean, aren't we all?
No.
Aren't we all? No, we're not all Nick Lachey.
Oh, not all.
No, No, we're not.
I was saying Lost in His Eyes.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Thank you, Steve.
I don't know. I keep thinking, like I said, last night we started recording that new, whatever that show was. Oh, Lioness, and then there's the new one, the Taylor Sheridan thing. Kevin, all these movies and TV, I can't keep up. I'm feeling the pressure right now.
Well, don't worry. The sing-off's like 10 years old, so.
Well, I can't go back and watch stuff from 10 years ago. I have to let it go.
You got too much. Yeah, there's too much on your plate.
I mean, I think I'm supposed to be watching. I can't remember where we were in Lincoln Lawyer even. I can't remember if we were past the second season. I know season 3 is starting, and I got Shrinking to finish, and Yellowstone and Chicago PD to catch up on, and The Voices tonight. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Ooh, just breathe, Jay.
Woo.
It's going to be okay.
I will tell you.
So much. And then I feel like I'm letting myself down by not keeping up.
As someone who is watching Shrinking every week,
mm-hmm.
I wish I would have just saved it all.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be so happy when you watch all of that in a weekend.
I only have one episode left. I did watch all of it up until the last episode. So.
Oh, so you're on season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
I enjoy it. It's a funny show. Very funny. Like, laugh out loud funny, which is, I think, pretty rare, actually.
Yeah, it's just... Man, that show hits it for me exactly
it's so
right.
Funny.
Where it's just like, okay, your comedy's unreal, your plot lines are pretty good, your just all of it. They deal with some heavy stuff.
They
and
do.
It's like, they really handle it well. I do want to warn everyone that The Rock is coming to the box office, so the rest of the month will start to get a little bit better because Red One comes to theaters this week.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
I don't. I don't. Wait, have I seen that preview?
Oh, you maybe have.
I think maybe
the
I have
mission
to.
To save Christmas is on.
Wow. Oh, that's it.
Oh, I have seen this preview.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's The Rock. It's Chris Evans. It's Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some big names in it, but it's like J.K. Simmons is in it.
I saw that.
Nice.
I don't really, the preview looks so cheesy, but yet there's something that makes me still, it's The Rock.
I was going to say,
that's
wait.
That makes me want to watch it. Maybe.
Wait.
There's something that makes me go, yeah, that's going to be cheesy. And then I'm like, yeah, okay. When a villain kidnaps Santa from the North Pole.
Yeah.
An elf, an extremely large and formidable operative, joins forces with the world's most accomplished tracker.
Wait, elf is extremely large and formidable? That's what elf is?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yep, that's what elf stands for.
Mm-hmm.
The world's most accomplished tracker to find him and save Christmas.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, why not?
So it's
Let's see.
Rotten. I have to go to the theater to see that, huh?
Yeah, looks like it. Looks like it, Jay. Yeah. I think that is correct. I'm looking at the scores so far. 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not bad, but it says 92% of people like this movie.
Look at that.
That's good.
I mean, if you go into it expecting something other than what the preview gave you, that's kind of on you.
Correct.
All right. Well, there you go. That should help the box office this weekend. I'm not going to go this weekend. I got too much other stuff, Kevin. Sorry.
Moana, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thanksgiving weekend.
That should take care of it.
So, yeah, The Rock is everywhere. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Steve.
Poor guy.
Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Movie recommendation, number one for the day. The sweetest thing.
Kevin James.
26% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's about right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin, here we go.
Okay, we're gonna... This is from Chuck today, guys. Chuck's a veteran, so I want you to listen up. It's his day. I'm an Air Force veteran, and this year, for the first time in forever, I actually have Veterans Day off, and I'm really looking forward to spending it with my 10-year-old grandson. I want to make the day both meaningful and fun for him. I know we will start our day with Beat the Show. He loves listening. Then I was thinking we'd head to breakfast somewhere. I'd love some suggestions on things that we can do to spend the day together. I'm thinking it'd be nice to incorporate something to honor the day's significance, but also keep it lighthearted so that he can, you know, fully enjoy it. He's 10. Maybe we visit a memorial or a museum that he'd find interesting, or perhaps there's an event going on that I just don't know about. If anybody has some creative ideas on what I can do to keep this Veterans Day meaningful and fun, not too heavy for a 10-year-old, I would love it. Thanks so much. We will be reading through these suggestions and planning our day. Pressure is on, Jay and Kevin fans.
Yeah, right. Make those posts.
Chuck, plan his day.
Right. I'm looking through the free food thing if you want to do that.
Boy, you're going to breakfast, Chuck. You are... I also think a 10-year-old boy would think that is the coolest thing.
Free breakfast?
If you did not only free breakfast, but then you go somewhere for lunch. And then
sure.
You go somewhere for dinner.
Right.
And you spend the whole day with him. Or like Dairy Queen. I know Dairy Queen, you can get a free ice cream or whatever with
IHOP, free red, white, and blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many places that do the free stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You get a free Blizzard with your
sure.
military ID at Dairy Queen. So it's one of those things where, to a 10-year-old, that's going to be really impressive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
Grandpa sorry. Just went everywhere and got free stuff today and then explained, well, yeah, that's how much people appreciate, mm-hmm. you know, the service that we did. And someone had a great suggestion here, and then Steve, I will let you talk. I'm sorry.
No.
They said maybe go to Phelps Field and just like be out there, the Skyway Cafe, might eat there.
Oh, I see.
And just watch the planes and stuff and talk about, you know, what you did with the planes or what you know, what your involvement was
okay.
in the Air Force. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I don't mind that at all. Good idea. Steve?
So Michael called in and said, hey, you know, be a good suggestion, a good place is Skyway Cafe at Phelps Field.
No way is that real.
Sorry.
Stole his story, huh? Dang it. Oh, man.
Well, good call, Kevin. Yeah, I'm glad it was not your thought and that I just stole your thought. Michael, you're right, though. That would be that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
There is a veterans program at the arena at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So that's something else to consider. I don't know, you know, how
age appropriate
heavy it is, how long it is for, you know, for a 10-year-old. I'm trying to read some of these other suggestions here.
Well, I Bailey feel like says, the stories that Grandpa could tell you could be pretty meaningful, and obviously you can adjust the age appropriateness of the stories, you know, and I think
for sure.
stories from Grandpa are pretty impactful at 10.
Bailey says, I'm an ex-military spouse and Air Force brat myself. I have an 8-year-old boy. I have 8-year-old boys. And skating rinks are open, Flight 509, trampoline parks, anything like that.
Sure.
Maybe visit the VA cemetery and talk about your experiences. My boys absolutely love hearing about my dad's time in the service. So there it is. Yeah, it's exactly what you said, which is Grandpa tell the stories of, you know, from your perspective that are good for him.
Right.
That could be awesome.
Yeah, the beauty
right.
of
They're
that.
They're going to stick with him.
Yeah, the beauty of that, of course, first of all, you already got the built-in attention span of he loves Grandpa. And then, you know, secondly is you are in 100% control over the appropriateness of it. And I just think don't undersell how significant hearing stories from Grandpa can be. That's something
Absolutely.
I think people remember that for the rest of their lives. And then, you know, you don't just have to remind him today, but, you know, I get why you're doing it today. But
sure, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that we did not cover here, which is I'm glad Chuck finally got the day off. It's so,
you think?
Man, veterans who don't get Veterans Day off, it makes no sense to me.
It really doesn't. Yeah.
It's one of the worst things. It's just like it makes zero sense. Why do we not get the day off today?
No, we're not veterans.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, exactly.
We don't deserve it. But like Jim Diamond today, he shouldn't work.
That's a good point.
He should
point.
Have the day off. He's a veteran.
I'm going to text him.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I've never fully understood that, where it's like, yeah, veterans, that's kind of,
yeah, that
seems
a,
like the day veterans should have off.
That's a big swing and a miss.
And I don't mind, I like the schools, you know, being out or whatever. The schools seem to be doing a better job of doing, I don't know, a better job, but a good job still of doing a Veterans Day.
The programs.
programs and that type of stuff.
Yeah, those are, I know my wife's school did one on Friday, and it was, she said, it's always great. It was great again this year. Yeah, I loved that part. They do a good job on that.
Yeah, that was cool. Amelia was super excited because there was, they had hers, and Tyler, you know, had his picture up there with
That's awesome.
Some of the other people who had served. And so, cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, I do love those.
Yeah, and like guest speakers and stuff like that. Is that what they do?
I think so. You know what? I'm not 100% sure if they had a guest speaker this year. But yeah,
coloring, I know that.
Coloring, it's important. I do. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's age appropriate.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah, you got to keep them interested. If you don't keep them interested, they're not going to learn it anyway.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So your chin could be parallel to the ground as opposed to tipped toward your chest.
So it's hanging straight in front of you.
Yeah, you got like a headband on and an arm holds your phone there, and then you just have it right in front of your face.
Kevin James.
I don't know what year you're living in, if it's year 3000 or year 1980.
So no?
I mean, I don't know.
Is it a great idea or a terrible idea?
Two things can be true at the same time.
Oh, dang it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Big jackpot time, and it is big. Man, it just keeps getting bigger with every wrong guess. That's how it works, guys. Ashley's here to play today. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing better. Was sick all weekend.
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry to hear that. Can you relate to that at all, Kevin? Steve had it last week, I think. Kevin's got it now, and hopefully Ashley, we're on the road to better days ahead, I would hope, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It could start out pretty good on this Monday if you get the big jackpot correct. Are you ready to play?
Let's try.
All right. It's more than 800. Let me double check this. I'll make sure I got the right amount here. I don't just want to, like, accidentally give it away. It's more than $845.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Okay, Ashley, let's give you some money. How much do you think's in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot this time?
863.
863. Come on, baby.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
Okay, we're looking for $863. We're going to make Ashley's Monday.
$865.
Oh,
I thought she had it.
Oh.
Thank you, though.
Two measly dollars, Ashley. Dang it. All right, well,
thank you.
Bye. So thank you for having such a positive attitude. We appreciate that. We'll play again at 9:30.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, again, we'll do it at 9:30. It'll be more than $865 at 9:30.
Have we considered what would happen if nobody got it?
Like forever?
Like, they just kept going. Like, we come, you know, it's like, hey, it's Valentine's Day. And what a great gift this would be. The jackpot is now up over
$3,000. $3 million.
$3 million.
Yeah. It's more than
the bigger
$3 million.
The numbers get, the harder it is to guess as well.
Yeah. I don't know if that math pans out, but I'm going to let it go.
what do you mean that math pans out?
Well, I don't know that it's any harder than when it was a smaller jackpot.
Well, there's more numbers, so I think it is.
Well, wouldn't it be actually less numbers?
What?
Because you've already used a bunch of numbers, so it'd be less.
No. I'm saying if it's 3,000, the jackpot's at least $3,145.
This is hypothetical, people. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying now you have... Mm-hmm.
Less numbers because you've used all the way up to that point.
I think.
No, what?
Okay.
Steve, do you think there's less numbers before 3,145 or more numbers after 345,000?
Yeah, but it's consistently not jumping like $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be one of those you just want to argue just to argue?
Yes.
I think Steve's
but I'm also right.
I think Steve's right. He's not right.
There's not less.
It's not any more difficult or less difficult.
So is a four-digit number bigger than a three-digit number?
What does that have to do with this, though?
It's one more number to guess.
He's wrong. Please say he's wrong.
No, I'm not. There's a three-digit number is three numbers. A four-digit number is four numbers.
I mean, that's correct.
That's all I was saying.
No, you weren't, but okay.
Yes, it is. It's one more number to guess.
Oh, so...
You now have the thousands. Mm-hmm. You now have the hundreds. You have the tens, and you have the ones.
So Jelly Roll has...
Well, right now you only have the hundreds.
We're not done. Oh.
The tens and the ones. Oh, I'm just pointing it out. It's simple.
Jelly Roll has announced he's not going to tour next year for the first time in a very long time. No tour for Jelly in 2025.
I do see what you're saying, Kevin. Yeah, okay. I get that.
But he's going to appear at festivals, but no tour. And he says he'll probably be concentrating just on the festivals. And oh, by the way, I think I might do some TV. Wouldn't say what he's going to get into as far as TV goes, but you can expect Jelly to be on TV. And again, no tour, just at the festivals. That's the story.
Yeah, that seems like there's a reason why you would just
Probably the TV
off a tour.
Absolutely makes touring harder. Like
you got something brewing.
Yeah, if you can fly in to one of the major, you know, festivals like Watershed, even, you know, where you're like, oh, I'm just going to fly in for a day and fly back out, right, so I can get back to LA and or New York and do some TV. That I can see being manageable. Touring around it, I think Blake was the one who said it originally. You can't really do it unless you basically want to take your life and put it on hold for about a year and a half.
Right.
Because, you know, and he was trying to do The Voice and tour, and then he was like, no. And then he started touring later, and it was still complicated. So we'll see what happens with Jelly.
And also, Jelly seems like the guy right now that just a pause button would probably feel real good. Where it's like,
you think?
Man, this happened so fast. My life has changed so much, so fast. Maybe I'll just slow down a little bit, enjoy it some, and then get back after it.
Yeah, just do a little bit at a time there. And the Grammy nominations are out. I'll give you the four big categories for country. Best Country Album. There is Chris Stapleton, Kacey Musgraves.
Always going to happen, right?
Yep, Kacey Musgraves.
Kacey, you can't argue with whether, I mean, she's so good.
She always gets, feels like she gets nominated a lot. Beyonce was nominated. Lainey and Post Malone. There's your five nominees for the country album.
In That's a very typical Grammy nomination.
Yeah, very Grammy-ish.
Country.
Mm-hmm, in the best country song. Jelly's in there for I'm Not Okay, and then Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, Kacey Musgraves, The Architect, Post and Morgan for I Had Some Help, and a bar song from Shaboozy. There's your top five for the country song. The other categories are solo performance with Stapleton, Kacey Musgraves, Jelly, and Shaboozy, and then the country duo, that would be Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Kelsey Ballerini, and Noah Kahan. That's the new one, Cowboys Cry 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then Post and Morgan with I Had Some Help. So there you go. So there's your country
nominations. So a lot of the same names just really dominated.
Just shuffled them into different categories.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know when the Grammys is because I usually don't watch it.
It's March, maybe.
If only there was a machine.
February 2nd.
Thank you, Kevin. Is that accurate or did you just kind of guess on that?
Yeah, Sunday, February 2nd. At the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles.
That
was something, nice. Something annual Grammy Awards. Brought to you in part by Crypto.com.
You ever think about doing voice acting?
Sure.
He's acting now.
Somebody wants me.
He's acting now, acting like he cares. Unfair. Veterans Day, everybody. Play a song here for Veterans Day. It was I forgot how much I loved this song when I listened to it just a few seconds ago to preview it. I was trying to make sure everything was right with it. And then I was like, I forgot how much I love this song.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go do the cow thing, all that stuff.
Yeah, farming. Farming 101.
Ranching. Do some more ranching.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I'm very handsy. Good with my hands.
I'm sorry. Sorry, what? HR has called.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yikes.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Man.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
All right, Steve, what was the best part of your weekend, buddy?
Oh, man, it was good to be out and about.
You were everywhere this weekend.
Yeah, traveling a little bit, so met some nice people, all that good stuff. But, yeah, I would say that was great. And also, my little college football team, my Missouri Tigers, had a
Your little college football team.
Had a very interesting, exciting win on Saturday. So that was awesome.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, it was wild.
That game
Jay.
Was crazy.
Really?
I was out of touch.
Do
yourself a favor and find the highlights. It was one of those where when I saw the highlights, I was like, oh my, Steve must have been going crazy.
Was that the Oklahoma game?
Yeah.
Okay, I just pulled up the highlights. I'll watch them here in a second.
It was the first half, it was 9-0.
Oh, wow.
And then the second half was about the same for a little bit. And then just the final quarter was...
It just went crazy?
Or even like the final half of the second or last quarter was just... It was nuts.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay, so, thank you for the tip there. I'll go excited. Watch the 13-minute, one-second highlight clip.
Ooh, that's...
Well, I could fast forward to where it gets exciting.
Yeah, you probably should.
All right, Kevin.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin?
I would say the score was 63-61, and Gonzaga was behind Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball was at half court. They were diving around. Braden Huff, who had an amazing game, dove on the ground.
Yeah.
Got it, tossed it up to Ryan Nemhard, who then... took a couple dribbles and just said, I'm going to throw this up in the air.
Right.
And I'm going to see if Caleb Battle can just fly up in the air, catch it, and dunk it. And he did. And it was awesome. And we tied the game. And I felt like after that moment, we were like, yeah, dude, sorry, guys. We're going to win.
Sorry, not
and
sorry.
And we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. We're going to win. And right. It was all fun. That was just the moment. And I needed it because there were no Seahawks yesterday.
Right.
I stuck at home. I got stupid pneumonia. It's like... I just...
Is that worse than regular pneumonia, do we know?
Oh, it's the worst kind.
It is worse, yeah. That's what I
thought. Oh, yeah, the regular pneumonia, whatever.
But stupid pneumonia, yeah.
Oh, man.
By the way, does
so
stupid
dumb.
Pneumonia make you dumber than regular pneumonia?
Yes.
Oh, no.
One of the side effects.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a side effect. Well, I'm trying to avoid it.
I imagine.
By doing all the right things. So, yeah, you're just stuck at home all weekend. And you realize that the TV is pretty much your friend.
Yeah, right? Yep, yeah, I get it.
So it was, having the Zags on yesterday was a good thing.
Yeah, like you said, especially when your team is on a bye. It's never a fun weekend. The Vikings did play yesterday, but they thought they were on a bye.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Wait, their offense was on a bye.
Did they win? They did.
I don't know what the stat was, Kevin. Something like the first team in like 20 years or something to win a game without scoring a touchdown. It's just like...
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's just dumb.
I didn't see it. I just saw that they won. I was like, geez, I feel bad now because I said happy birthday to you yesterday and said from the Zags and from the Vikings.
Right, yeah.
And then I was like, did I see it wrong? Did the Vikings
that would have been hilarious if you'd have sent that.
Oh, you would have thought, what a jerk.
Who doesn't want to beat the Jags by 5 points? But anyway, especially when their quarterback's out. But it's fine. A great weekend, birthday weekend. Went to Leavenworth. My wife.
Loverboy!
And I went to Leavenworth. Just walk around the town. We did decide that one day is probably enough there because, it's like, you go to all the shops and you go have...
It's not big.
No, and then, you have a crepe and you have a burger and you have a beer and you just do the, whatever. It was great. It was a great weekend. And then we went to the reindeer farm, which I didn't know they had there, never heard of it before, but...
Jay, I had heard of this and I forgot all about it until I saw your... pictures.
Yes.
Your wife posted some pictures and I was like,
I should do that.
That's a really cool thing.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice.
I learned a lot about reindeer and I didn't realize they were so cool. No wonder Santa got a hold of those guys to pull the whole sleigh thing.
Well, tell me something about reindeer that's cool.
Like, let's see. Let me tell you this. Did you know that they can control the temperature in their legs based on how cold it is outside by increasing the blood flow to make their legs warmer so they don't freeze in the snow?
Really?
Didn't know that, I bet, huh?
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. Their hooves also will change from summer to winter. In the summer, they're more padded, and then the pads shrink down a little bit in the winter because they can use their hooves for digging, and they can smell food through 4 feet of snow.
Well,
show offs.
Guess I'm a reindeer.
Except for the fact they can also run 50 miles an hour.
No, they cannot.
50 mile an hour. That's insane.
How fast do they fly? Do they say, or is that kind of secretive?
It's supposed to. They're supposed to keep that to themselves. They don't want to. They don't like to brag. But yeah, it was. It was fun. It was a very cool experience. Enjoyed it.
They really have big racks, don't they?
And they get new ones every year, and both the males and the females have antlers. In case you were curious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's confusing.